You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on 95BFM. We've got Mr. Wine Cellar himself on the line. Morena Rowan, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. 20 years of the Wine Cellar. It seemed like a good idea at the time. That's the tagline we're going with this week to celebrate two decades of a great space. How are you feeling? It's a pretty big anniversary to be celebrating.
These anniversaries, you know, obviously crop up every year, and every time you kind of go, this is saying we're going to be doing the same thing as we did last year, but this year we kind of decided to push the boat out a little bit more and put on a whole week of shows, which in my classic running late on a Monday morning, I'm regretting. Why?
It seemed like a good idea at the time to do this as well, perhaps.
Yeah.
It's a pretty special lineup that you've got. I'm going to run through quickly so that we kind of can see the lie of the land this week. But tonight, Vitamin S are doing a special show. It's a Koha entry. And if anyone's not seen Vitamin S, they're pretty legendary, non-idiomatic, free improvising collective to come and check out. Tomorrow, Storehouse is playing a rent party in the Wine Cellar bar room, which I want to come back and ask you a bit about that in a second. It's a money in the hat situation. Then we've got Into the Grotto on Wednesday night. Louisa, who we just heard, Kraus, Babe Martin, Samara Alofa, and others will be performing at that. Thursday, yep. Trioglodyte will be playing. That's Jeff Henderson, Eamon Edmondson-Wells, and Chris O'Connor are doing a three-set show with a bunch of special featured guests as well, who are part of the kind of Trioglodyte extended community. And then Friday and Saturday is the sort of big party nights, which have got Whammy Backroom in there as well, Mokotron, Hans Puckett, The Fertility Festival, Echo O's, Dick Move, Guardian Singles, Bloodbags, I'm Amelia, over from Australia, DC Maxwell, The Broken Heartbreakers, Tombs, Soulfate, Pony Baby, and more as well. It's a very busy week. You've set yourself here, Rowan.
Yeah.
You're sort of mentally prepped for it?
I'm finding it very hard to hear you.
Oh, no. I can hear you all good. I said, are you feeling mentally prepped for the week ahead? Are you sort of emotions running high? What's the, the big stuff that you're thinking about this week?
Yeah, well, at this stage of the evening, this stage of the week, it's very much like the classic meme with the quadratic equations, as I'm just sort of like trying to make sure all the moving parts are going to line up, and the little details about what merch people are going to bring and what could possibly go wrong in the sound check. Kind of thing.
Oh yeah, that's all the pre-show nerves. Tell us a wee bit about the Storehouse gig, because I feel like this is an interesting one for getting right back to the early origin days of Wine Cellar as a venue. Who is Storehouse, and what is the relationship with the Wine Cellar?
All right, well, Storehouse is the working project of a writer and musician by the name of Tom Rodwell, has, you know, probably wandered into the Wine Cellar at quite an early stage of being open as a bar. Became quite a good friend and started his after getting to know him, and he was a writer and he was interested in music and stuff like that, and then he was sort of like, I've got this duo and I reckon that we could try and do a show here and get some people along. And that duo, the project would eventually become known as Storehouse, but at the time, it went under the name Rent Party,
right?
And was himself and a bass player who is one of the, ironically, one of the founding members of the Vitamin S Free Improvising Collective. And he, and he played a show, and it was probably the second time we had any kind of live music in the wine cellar. And it became quite a legendary thing that we'd do in our first year of operation. And it's sort of, it's based in a lot of blues and pre-blues sort of Afro-American musics. And then after a few years, Tom relocated to the UK, and his project kind of picked up a bit of sort of a calypso and 50s feel. And currently the band is, the Storehouse band is usually Jeff Henderson playing bass, and Chris O'Connor on drums, and Tom on guitar and vocals.
It's pretty special to have that kind of connection to the very, very first couple of gigs that you guys ever put on, be part of this week's celebrations.
Yeah, and that's before we had much of the PA infrastructure and stuff, so it was quite often playing in the bar room, which can be quite a chaotic thing. So I thought I'd bring that back, but on a Tuesday night where it wasn't going to be completely unmanageable.
Just a little bit of controlled chaos. I think the week is going to be a lot of controlled chaos going on in the best way possible. There's a whole bunch of ways people can get tickets. The only place to get them from is, of course, Under the Radar. But there's, depending on what you're available to come along to this week, you could either get ticket for a specific show, or you could get a pass for Friday and Saturday, or you could get a pass for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday as one big concession. Obviously, tonight and tomorrow night, Koha entry, when you come along, bring some cash with you. So get yourself down to the wine cellar this week, folks, and celebrate a fantastic space. Just looking at that list of artists that are performing, Rowan, a lot of bands have really cut their teeth at the wine cellar. It's been a really significant place for people to learn their craft and then return to. We're going to play a very classic K Road crew for another sort of wine cellar live cut that we've got here. This is the Echoes with The Crawl. Best of luck for this week, and we will see you in the wine cellar, I mean, probably multiple nights, but certainly on Friday when we're down there with the radio.
Yeah, I'll be rushing around on that stage with some of the other sound checks trying to get things set up, but I'll pop by the pop-up BFM studio in the bar.
We'll be tracking you down with the microphone, don't you worry. You can't get away that easily. Right. We'll see you then. See you, Rowan.
Okay, see ya.
This is from 2019, The Crawl, the Echoes at the Wine Cellar. You can text us on 5395. 20 years of the Wine Cellar seemed like a good idea at the time. All this week, St. Kevin's Arcade.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.